Good morning, my listeners. Queen Bee here. And today I have a special guest with me, and I'm going to introduce her. And she is none other than my friend, and she is the queen, y'all. And her name is Shalonda. And I'm going to let her introduce herself to you guys. And today we're going to speak about the importance of life insurance and what does it mean for not only for the person that buys this insurance policy, but the aftermath. What does it mean to be a good steward in God's kingdom to leave a generational wealth, not only for your children, but your children's children? So go ahead, Queen. Take it over.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. It is a terrific Tuesday. My name is Shalonda Forney Sanders, and I am honored and just to be ecstatic to be a guest on Queen Bee's show today. So I'm excited to share what God has given me in the last 17 years in this industry. It is very important, and we as a people have to be doers of the word and not just hearers of the word.
Say that again. I love it. Okay, so today I want to ask you, Ms. Shalonda, you've been in this industry a long, long time. So what would you say? I heard about life insurance a few years ago, and you know, I'm 45. So why do people need to buy life insurance? Why would you say that is important?
Because life insurance is not just insuring for yourself, but it's insuring your future.
Okay.
During the course of your life, we buy insurance for our phones, mm-hmm. we buy insurance for our vehicles, we buy mm-hmm. insurance for television. You know, mm-hmm. they ask you, do you want to insure that mm-hmm. when you're home? So why wouldn't you insure yourself, which is a most valuable asset, to leave an inheritance for your children? And it becomes an immediate estate. There's different types of life insurance. And the main thing is to have a clear understanding, because the Bible tells us in all our getting, mm-hmm. get an understanding. That's there right. are many people that are selling life insurance. But do you understand? Some just sell burial policies. But if you have children, you have grandchildren, you have a husband, a wife, you want to make sure that they're able to still live the life that they were living before you were gone. Or why you was there. So that's the importance mm-hmm. of life insurance. And it's just not saying, okay, I just want to live enough to bury. No, people still have to live. Bottom line, mm-hmm. money.
That's right. Yeah.
Money is a defense, mm-hmm. according to Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 19. Mm-hmm. It says it is a defense.
That's right.
So we need money to do everything in life.
That's right.
So one of those ways for someone that may not be wealthy is through a life insurance policy. Mm-hmm. There are terms. Policies, and I will tell you that's rent. You rent that insurance mm-hmm. 10, 15, 20, and there are some policies that's 30, and some companies now are mm-hmm. offering 40 years terms, mm-hmm. but it builds no cash value, and that's fine with that. Mm-hmm. Long as you have an understanding of what insurance can do during the course of your life and even at the end of your life, you want to leave a legacy for your family, and you can do that through life insurance.
Okay.
But most important, you need to have an understanding of what type of life insurance you have.
Okay.
Every insurance, whether it's term, whether it's universal life, whether it's a final expense, you need to have a clear understanding of what it does for you now and what it does for you during, and then what it does after your life.
Thank you so much about that. And you're right, because you know, I bought a policy a few years ago, me and my husband, and I am so glad, you know, and I want to share this with the listeners, that I am so glad that God put you in my path, because that was something in my heart, you know, and how God knows the desires, even of those needs that we don't even speak about,
yes.
that I needed to revisit that policy. So I thank you for sharing that. Also, what would you say is the policy that people most tend to purchase from you? And what would you say is the reason for that?
Well, most people, after I sit down and I educate them mm-hmm. about the type of policies, I find out what their need is.
Okay.
Because sometimes, and just to give you a cliche,
mm-hmm.
I may go talk to a person, well, I just need enough to bury me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that is great. And I understand that. I listen to the client. Mm-hmm. But if they have children, what about if your children? Because we have to put the what if.
That's right.
We have to make people think, what mm-hmm. if? What if you leave? And I'm mm-hmm. going to share my own personal story.
Okay.
I had an identical twin who passed away. February will make 9 years. But because I was in the industry, she was able to still take care of her children from the absence of the body to be mm-hmm. present with the Lord. So mm-hmm. even though she was not here, she financially took care of them Amen. In her absence. Oh. Why? Because of insurance, life mm-hmm. insurance. She had multiple insurances. Mm-hmm. She had term. She had whole life. She had oh. universal life. Oh. All of those played a part. The term was she wanted to make sure she had enough to cover in the event to pay off her mortgage,
wow.
pay off cars, to pay off school debt, because she had two children that was in college.
Wow.
So she wanted to make sure she had enough to cover mm-hmm. that. Then she still wanted to be able to leave an inheritance for her children. So that's why we bought the term. We bought the whole life. We bought the universal life. Because even during her time that she was sick,
mm-hmm.
her whole life and her universal life gave her that secret savings wow. account, because it built cash value in it. Wow. Now, her term, it just was pure insurance. It didn't offer no value, just life protection in her death.
Okay.
That was great. She understood that because she got that to protect her mortgage, to pay off the home, wow. and to leave money in the event she preceded that. So it was a 20-year term. Of course, she did not outlive her term, so she got the benefits of that term.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Where if she had outlived her term, it goes away. Well, she still had a universal policy, which is permanent, building cash value with that emergency fund in it, because she had some sickness and she wasn't able to work. But guess what? She had a secret savings account.
Why?
In that she was able to get thousands of dollars out of and still wow. maintain.
Wow.
So that's the importance in having yeah. an understanding how it works. I know there are mm-hmm. other financial gurus that say only by term. I beg to differ. I don't believe that, because mm-hmm. you're not sitting in the homes mm-hmm. with the families. You're staying right. there from your own take. No, every insurance was created for a purpose and it has its place, but you have to have an understanding of what it does. Insurance, life insurance mm-hmm. is doing the course of your life as well as the end of your life. And you want to make sure it's taken care of. So my thing is, I secure families and protect mm-hmm. futures. And I protect futures and secure families
wow.
with life insurance.
Wow. Thank you so much. You see, I was under the understanding that you could only buy one insurance policy. I was not aware that you could actually buy term, whole, and universal. So a person listening to this podcast is being educated. They are able to buy all three of these. Is that correct?
Yes. And just like the Holy Spirit would say, mm-hmm. it's a threefold cord is wow. not easily broken. Term, universal, wow. whole life. Wow. They go together. Yeah. They work together. So wow. for one person to say, well, that's not good, that's untrue. Get educated, get understood, yeah. mm-hmm. and all that getting, get an understanding, that's and then right. you're able to apply the applied knowledge, which comes wisdom,
mm-hmm.
and then you are able that's to make right. an informed decision. So mm-hmm. for all the gurus that say just only by term, I would say no, the devil is a lie. that's not true, right. because you may outlive yeah, that term.
Exactly.
But is yeah. it anything wrong? No, it's not. It's only wrong when you don't understand that you only have term or you only have accidental death, and it's not going to pay you unless you die yes. of an accident.
Oh, yeah.
And I had a family member when I started back in 2006. All she had was accidental death.
Wow.
The agent never informed her that it was only going to pay if she died of an accident.
Wow.
And that opened my eyes. People don't know. Even when mm-hmm. you're on your job and your job offers you benefits, get it. Because it's group insurance. Mm-hmm. It's pennies on the dollars. But when you leave that job, you don't get to carry that insurance. Some mm-hmm. do. And if they do, it costs a whole lot more.
Mm-hmm.
So I always tell people, own your own insurance, because mm-hmm. you can control it wherever you go. If Ooh. You own your own business wow. and you can leave an inheritance for your children's children,
right.
because it becomes an immediate state.
That's right.
Queen Bee, I'm talking to you and I decide, you know, I tell you, what's your life worth? Mm-hmm. Most people tell you, well, I don't know. Well, what's your annual income? Mm-hmm. You say, oh, Shalom, it's about 70 grand. Okay, because of your age, you're able to get 18 times that amount of mm-hmm. that. So you say, oh, that's over $1 million. Great, it is, because guess what?
Mm-hmm.
That $1 million policy that we write for you is not just for you, but it's for your family.
Mm-hmm.
So when you leave and it becomes an immediate state
mm-hmm.
with one premium.
Wow.
That she pays, it becomes an immediate state, and it comes to your family income tax free. Don't have to worry about taxes on that.
Mm-hmm.
How powerful is that?
Very.
A penny's on a dollar. Mm-hmm. But because we perish for a lack of knowledge, no, let's don't be like that anymore. Mm-hmm. Let's get an understanding. Mm-hmm. Let's do something. The power of choice. You've mm-hmm. been educated. You know. Yeah. Now you have the power to choose what you need, mm-hmm. what type of policies you need. And then let's act on it. Mm-hmm. Let's put it in place.
Wow. Thank you so much. That is so powerful. Like, I'm learning so much. You just speaking all of this to me because, you know, we have spoken about new life insurance policies that I will purchase, you know, but I am so thankful that you're educating me and these listeners because I don't think it's ever been explained to a lot of us, you know, yeah. And sometimes we see others, you know, sometimes we see, for example, I'm Hispanic and Miss Shalonda, she's, you know, African American, black. So the thing is, sometimes even within our culture, mm-hmm. we are naive. No one has educated us. When another, like, for example, white people, the majority have been educated on this. Or, you know, even Asians or whatever. But, you know, sometimes we perish because no one's taught us this. They don't teach it. Mm-mm. You know, at the high school. You know, and I know because I have a daughter in high school. You know, my boys went through the high school.
Yes.
You know, so I thank you for shedding light into that because it needs to be heard. Do you have any?
Well, I do. Okay. A lot of people say, well, I won't buy insurance on my children. Well, that's foolish. That mm-hmm. that is very foolish. But you will go buy them a, what's this, Nintendo game?
Yeah, Nintendo.
And Michael Jordans and stuff. Mm-hmm. And you won't take $10 or $20 to invest to make sure. Because the thing is, we don't know what tomorrow
exactly,
holds.
Yeah.
But I do know who holds tomorrow.
Exactly.
So why wouldn't I prepare myself mm-hmm. and do it? And just the other day, I was at Walmart, mm-hmm. the small Walmart. And a lady that I hadn't saw in a while, we greeted and we talked and we started talking about our grandkids. And I was telling her, I said, you know, I just started a new insurance down the road mm-hmm. right here. And I said, you need to come see me. Mm-hmm. She said, I don't have to do that. I said, well, yes. I said, because you guess what you can do? You can insure your grandbabies because they were 3 and 5 month old. I said, you can insure your grandbabies with $50,000 worth of insurance each that mm-hmm. builds cash value for less than $40 a month. Mm-hmm. She said, are you kidding? I said, no, ma'am, I'm not mm-hmm. kidding. I said, so what you're doing is setting them up mm-hmm. for insurability. So if they did get sick along the way, yeah. they have insurance in place.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because you buy insurance with your health. Mm-hmm. It's not with just your money. It's mm-hmm. with your health. Mm-hmm. So it's important to get it while you're young. Start building that secret savings account. Mm-hmm. Universal Life, I love it because it's flexible. You can use it as that secret savings account. I had a gentleman last night, met with... He brought his other policies in. He didn't understand what they had did. They had gave him a dual policy. He didn't know that it was 20-year term, that it was going to go away in 20 years, and they gave him a whole life, 20 pay. They never took the time to explain to him.
Wow.
He was glad that I explained to him. Mm-hmm. But I said, go back to your agent and ask. I advised him to keep it because he'd been had it for 3 years. Mm-hmm. But now that he understands, his daughter wouldn't be surprised in 20 years when he turns 68 if something happened to him that they don't have that $100,000. Exactly. So what yeah. he did, he said, well, I want to be able to keep it. So we did a universal life mm-hmm. for the same amount almost because this is now cash value mm-hmm. and it's building cash value mm-hmm. in it. Now his 20 pay is building cash value. But he had no idea that the $100,000 was just a 20-year term.
Wow.
So he actually only had 17 years left on it. He's wow. young.
Yeah.
We calculated the age, 68. Mm-hmm. That $100,000 is gone. Yeah. And he has 2 grandbabies.
Wow.
He said, I wanted to leave them
yeah.
money because I know yeah. they have to have money to do and live in this world.
Yeah, exactly.
I said, well, you know what? This is great. I don't advise you to not get rid of this policy. Mm-hmm. Keep this policy. It's good. I said, because now you have an understanding. Mm-hmm. He said, okay, yeah, I do understand. I mm-hmm. said, so keep it in place. Mm-hmm. He said, but I want a permanent policy. I said, mm-hmm. okay, let's do that. And wow. we did a universal life because it's flexible. And I said, you know what? That retirement account that you said you hadn't started, mm-hmm. you can add additional money to that universal life whenever you get ready. You get wow. that extra money. He said, really? I said, yes.
Wow.
So just in that moment, mm-hmm. that right there excites me mm-hmm. because it's not about me. It's exactly. about what I can do because God said, exactly. and he told Abraham, I blessed you mm-hmm. to be a blessing.
That's right.
I'm not just blessing you with this knowledge mm-hmm. for you to keep to yourself, for you to hone to yourself. Mm-hmm. I need you to do what I've called you to do.
Exactly.
Be a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
So insurance is a blessing. It's a legacy because you can rule it from the grave.
And that's right. And
you can control it. You can control it because beneficiaries are powerful. That's another aspect that people need to understand. People need to understand the contestable period. There are people being sold graded policies that don't have no business buying a graded policy. Wow. If your health is good, you have no business. A graded policy is for people that have kidney disease or on dialysis or their health is really bad or or have terminal cancer. Mm-hmm. You have to be in that policy for a length of time. But I purchase a policy. You sell me a policy right now. I'm in good health. Something happens to me. That policy is legal and binding. There's a conditional receipt upon our premium that is paid. Wow. That's why it becomes an immediate estate.
Wow. So much knowledge, so much wisdom that I'm learning. So, Shalonda, I want to ask you, if the listeners listening today, if they would like to purchase life insurance and they live, let's say, example, my son, he lives in Odessa, Texas. Would you be able to sell him insurance or do they only have to live in Nacogdoches, Texas?
No, I can sell insurance in all 50 states.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So that's awesome. Locally, you can purchase insurance. If you just have questions and you want to call, you can call me at 936-554-8741. If you currently have insurance and you don't have an understanding of it, I don't mind reviewing your policy. So please don't hesitate to call. And I'll tell you if it's good. I'll tell you if it's not. I'll tell you if you got a good policy, that they did a good job. Because that's what I'm here to help. I'm here to educate and help you.
Thank you. Would you repeat again that number, please?
936-554-8741.
Thank you so much. And we're going to end this podcast, y'all, with some truth that comes from the Word of God. Because we are here to educate y'all. And we always want to bring it back to God's truth. So, Ms. Shalonda, would you please do us the honor and the favor to read God's word, please?
The Book of Wisdom, Proverbs chapter 13, verse 22. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, but the wealth of the sinner is stored up for the righteous.
Wow, that is powerful. Y'all heard it here on Queen Bee's podcast. This is your host, Queen Bee. We love y'all. We thank y'all for listening. And we can't wait to come back and share some more knowledge about insurance. Thank you again, Queen Bee.
Shalonda Sanders.
We love y'all. Peace out.